I love football. I'm a big fan of Michael Vick. I was impressed when he caught the winning pass for the Falcons against New England last year, despite the serious injury. But Vick disappointed me and a bunch of fans when we found out he was holding an illegal dogfighting ring. But I was disgusted because Michael Vick tried to use an excuse saying that he grew up around dogfighting. I grew up in the African-American community where people dogfight all the time.
I think that dogfighting is extremely bad. It hurts the animals, not just physically, emotionally, and it endangers their life.
Teresa Brown sees the effect of dogfighting every day. She's a veterinarian at the Manhattan ASPCA, where lost and abandoned dogs end up at.
I think this affects the animals because they may their bodies and stuff get hurt, like chewed up and bitten off. And, you know, we see all types of things here. Their nails are pulled back or their ears are bitten, which causes different infections and things like that. And their emotional state is pretty bad because they won't let you touch them and they'll snap at you and things like that, which is really sad for us because animals are kind of like human beings, you know. So it's really hard once the animals have to be, you know, put down or put to sleep.
Why would anyone ever do this to man's best friend?
Well, if you're watching it and you see all the, if you like blood and gore, man, that'll get your heart racing anytime.
I call this guy Ray Dogs. I had to change his name because he's one of the biggest dog fighter I know.
How much of profit do you think that is made?
Oh, definitely 100%, because you know, you have one dog, you have puppies, you don't have to pay for them. They just keep growing and you just keep putting them in the fight. That's it.
That was JR barking. That's what I call him anyway. But I don't think Ray Dogs give him a name. I take him outside and let him chase us up and down the block, but I never let him get too close. That dog is crazy scary. I always wonder how Ray Dogs feel about RJ and his other dogs.
Well, there's no connection. The only thing is that I just gotta drag the dead body somewhere, but that's about it. In other words, you know, dogs just come and go, man. That's the way it is, you know. They fight, and they fight for a certain reason, and that's all I can say. It's like, you know, one dog will come and then another one will go.
If that's Ray Dog's attitude, it's not looking good for RJ and the other dogs. Is there any hope for them? What can I do for these helpless dogs?
Society can help stop animal abuse by becoming more aware of the situations or their surroundings to report it when they know about animal abuse or dog fighting rings or any type of dog fighting going on. Like, don't be afraid to report what you see and hear, you know. Step up and you know, forget what others may think and help the animals. Help save the animals.
These dogs can't speak for themselves, but I have a voice. So I will say no to dog fighting and stand up for these dogs. For Radio B-Cam, I'm Dion Burton.
Radio B-Cam is a project by Mr. Mendola's students at
Brooklyn Community Arts and Media High School.
We got support from Adobe Youth Voices and WNYC New York.
Thanks to Hillary Kolos from AYV and Courtney Stein and Verilyn Williams from WNYC Radio.
Radio Rookies.
Deuces.
Goodbye.